Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. A man is dead after a subway stabbing in Midtown, apparently with no provocation. This happened on northbound number 2 train just before 12:30 a.m. As the train pulled into Penn Station, a 32-year-old man was stabbed in the neck by another man in what police are calling an unprovoked attack. The 32-year-old was pronounced dead at Bellevue. His name has not yet been released. There's no word of any arrests so far. Stay with 1010 Winds for the very latest on this developing story. The incident came just hours after a slashing in a subway station in the Village. This happened around 5 p.m. in the West 4th Street, Washington Square station. Police say a man was slashed in the back of the neck. He is expected to recover. Police say the victim was uncooperative, and they tell 1010 Winds the victim and attacker may have known each other and had some kind of dispute. Police are still looking for that suspect. She fell asleep in the car with her boyfriend and woke up to a nightmare. This happened to a woman in the city this month. The 26-year-old and the boyfriend were parked on Wyckoff Avenue in Bushwick, Brooklyn at 4 a.m. November 7th. Boyfriend got out of the car, leaving the woman asleep inside. And a man walked up, looked around, and jumped into the driver's seat. Cops say he drove to Ridgewood, Queens, where he kissed and groped the woman. She woke up and screamed, and he ran. The theft was caught on surveillance video. Police have released that. They are urging anybody who recognizes the guy to call Crime Stoppers. Mayor-elect Adams leading the denunciation of vandalism in Queens in the wake of the Kyle Rittenhouse acquittal. Five people were arrested for what Adams described as extreme vandalism, flipping garbage cans, tearing down flags, smashing car windows. He spoke on Councilmember Bob Holder's Facebook Live.
These are outside agitators that have one desire, and that is to destroy our city and create conflicts and tensions between New Yorkers.
Also yesterday, Adams, public advocate Jumaane Williams, and controller-elect Brad Lander issued a joint statement calling for changes to the gun laws and peaceful protests for a better way forward. Well, no, the Isles didn't win last night, but this time, a lot of fans were happy to just see them on the ice in their new home.
The fans here let out a huge roar as the Islanders skated onto the ice in their new home they can now call their own. Ken Abley's from Bayside.
Let's go, Isles!
Is excited.
So far, it's fantastic. I mean, we're very happy. We're looking forward to the Isles playing near us in a new arena. We're very psyched. Beautiful.
Brian Kelleher from Williston Park spent some time before the game checking out the new digs.
Walking through the arena and your head's looking out every up in the sky, watching. It's just, it's remarkable what they did here.
Darius Ranzi is 1010 Winds at UBS Arena.
Well, he knows one person he wants on his team. At that news conference in Queens yesterday, Mayor-elect Eric Adams said he is hoping to convince a Long Island official to join him.
Also joined by Congressman Tom Suozzi. I reached out to him as well. Somehow I'm trying to convince him to be a deputy mayor in my administration.
Reaction?
I'm very proud that the mayor's been soliciting me.
Suozzi says he'll seriously consider the offer over the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. He was a strong supporter of Adams all along. Suozzi is currently on the powerful U.S. House Ways and Means Committee. He is also trained as a lawyer and a CPA. No other details on what sort of deputy mayorship he might be involved in if he does decide to do it. A fire truck is going to pull up at FAO Schwartz this morning, but it's for good reason. It's the annual Firefighters Association shutdown of the iconic toy store to get gifts for the families of firefighters killed in the line of duty. This is the 40th year that the Uniform Firefighters Association Widows and Children's Fund has been doing this. There will be visits from Santa, a ceremonial truck, and more at the Rockefeller Center location later this morning. The Widows and Children's Fund has been helping the families of lost firefighters for decades. One of its toughest years ever was 20 years ago, of course, when they were instrumental in bringing holiday toys to the children of the 343 firefighters who were killed on 9/11. Well, Hungerthon Day is coming. This Tuesday, 1010 Winds will join Why Hunger to help raise money for programs that help people struggling with food insecurity. Michelle Lefkowitz of the Center for Food Action tells 1010 Winds they really need this support right now.
This is such an important time of year for us because
we're able to provide this this comfort for families in need, so they can just enjoy the holidays the way anyone would be able to.
The annual Hungerthon with special auction items, interviews, and more runs all day Tuesday right here on 1010 Winds. It started as a temporary program to help New York food pantries at the height of the pandemic, but now Nourish New York has permanent state funding. Governor Hochul signed the bill in Queens yesterday, providing a $50 million state budget that provides money for food banks and emergency groups to buy supplies from upstate farms. She says it helps farmers as well as the struggling families.
I was up there during the pandemic speaking to members of the farm community, and they told me that they're at risk of losing a family farm that had been their family for two, three, four, five generations. That's how close to the edge they were of falling off this cliff. No fault of their own.
The New York Farm Bureau is also praising the program, calling it an important investment in the state's food system.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.